Hi everyone, this is Dr. Bizarro, or as some of you know me, Bizarre Doctor. We started the Instagram site in May of 2017. It was actually just something on the whim that we had started. We liked the surreal and the bizarre and crazy things, and we figured we'd share them with everybody. So that's kind of how it started. We had 200 followers at the time, and we just kept on trying to get the best possible material we could. And we grew and grew and grew. And at this point, figured maybe a podcast would be a good thing for the site because we want to add more people. We think we have one of the best Instagram galleries that's out there right now. Of course, there's a lot that are doing, you know, bizarre pictures and photos and things of that nature. But we try to get stuff that it goes beyond that if we can. And a lot of stuff we just kind of toss to the wayside. Anyway, so we figured we'd do this podcast, include you guys in it, and see what how it went and whether people were interested in it or not. Maybe we'll do one, I guess, every week starting, or every 2 weeks. We'll see how it goes, and maybe we won't do it if there's no interest. I mean, it really depends on the kind of feedback we get. To all of you that follow us and enjoy the content, we only ask that you tell your friends about us so we can continue to grow. You know, we always had thoughts it'd be nice to have 1 million followers, but of course that could be a pipe dream. But in time, who knows, maybe it will get bigger and better. We also want your suggestions. If there's things that you want to see, you can always private message us. We will give you a phone number, not necessarily on this podcast, but on the next one where you can call us directly. It's a Gmail voice number, so this way we don't have to be bothered normally, and we will return calls to people if you ask for that. And we also will be sharing with you different weird stories and things that we can get. We of course got the idea from other podcasts, namely we just want to give a shout out to Josie, who does Weird AF News, because he's the one that recommended this particular app that I can use to record this. And since we haven't done it, and we didn't want to go out and start buying fancy equipment, because that would have been ridiculous, especially if this doesn't even go over. So we decided to do it this way. This is being recorded right from the app. It's the name of the company is Anchor. We're not sure yet whether we're going to include ads in here because we can get paid for it, but that's a whole different ball game. And it's funny because we did a live on Instagram about 2-3 months ago, and I wore a white mask and everybody wanted to know what we look like. And it's really kind of strange because who cares what we look like? I don't know if they were expecting us to pull the mask off and see boils and all kinds of weird skin disorders, or maybe one of our eyes was not in the right place. Who the hell knows? But for all those that want to know what we look like, yes, we look like Quasimodo after falling off the Empire State Building. You know, my mouth is crooked. It's on like a 45-degree angle. And, you know, I wouldn't want to show my face because we'd scare people, quite frankly. So as far as what we look like, it really doesn't matter, I don't think. But everybody was curious about us. It was actually a very interesting time to spend with people who were asking a lot of different questions about the site, etc. But unfortunately, it didn't really help. For some reason, after we did the live, then people dropped out, maybe because they were expecting me to sound weird or, you know, entertain them in a different way. Who the hell knows? So we got two stories that we saw here.
One of them comes to us about a woman who, for the last 65 years, she spends every day about 12 to 14 hours in a lake because of some strange skin disorder. She comes out of Bengal, India, and apparently she spends 12 to 14 hours a day. So I guess her lake is also a toilet. Her relatives bring her food during the day, but she doesn't emerge while she's in the lake eating. And the only time she gets out of the lake is to go to sleep. Now, I don't know if she sleeps next to the lake. I'm assuming she probably does, because as soon as she wakes up in the morning, she jumps back into the lake. And the reason she does it is because her skin is erupting or there's some sort of irritation, and apparently she believes that the lake has soothing powers. But to do it for 65 years, one can only imagine. And that was a story that we got from one of the news sites. And another one that we saw that seemed kind of interesting is a woman who thought she was a vampire. And this, of course, happened in Russia. Doesn't everything strange happen in Russia? She met a guy at a bar or something. They ended up hooking up together. And after the guy had been with her for the night, he woke up and she apparently went to the kitchen and grabbed a long kitchen knife and tried to stab him because she thought he was a werewolf. Doesn't really get much stranger than that. And luckily, he grabbed a knife and she tried with another knife to attack him. And then the neighbors came to his aid and they were able to, put the woman down and wait for the police to come. But she, for some reason, thought that she was a vampire in one of these vampire series. And why this guy was a werewolf, I have no idea. I mean, he didn't try to attack her in the middle of the night, so I don't know what her recourse. Obviously, she didn't have any wooden stakes around, though she probably would have stuck him through the heart while he was sleeping. But that, for some reason, didn't occur. So those are two news stories that we found that we thought were quite interesting. It's always strange when it comes to sightings of different things like UFOs. You always seem to hear about them landing in the middle of a cornfield, like in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where nobody's around and the population of the town is about 15. They never land in New York City, in a busy intersection or at the top of one of the large buildings or anything of that nature. So, and these people that always get abducted, they're always brought into the spaceships, and experiments are done on them to check them out. And they keep them there for a few hours and then they finally let them back down to Earth. I'm pretty sure these people are just either hallucinating or they've taken a drug or two before they went to sleep and are imagining that they're getting abducted by aliens because nobody's been able to prove anything. It's not like they're able to grab something from the spaceship and bring it back to show everybody. So it's kind of interesting. We will try to find stories that we hope that you'll enjoy. We'll talk about the site, anything that you want. And like I said, the next time we put out a podcast, we will give a number for you guys to, get in contact with us. And, if we do give the number out, please don't call us with anything, ridiculous. But if you do hear of any weird stories or just want to talk about the site or want to tell us you have something interesting for us, that's fine. Or if you're lonely and you need to talk to somebody, just don't call us like, 1 o'clock in the morning because we're sleeping. We hail from New York in case anybody is interested because I've been asked where we come from. And we actually started out of Long Island, if anybody knows that. We have people from all over the world sending us stuff and looking at the site, and they usually don't send us anything that we can use, but you know, one out of every 50 or 100 is an interesting thing, and we do, if we do like it, it's got to be really off the wall. We post it and we give credit to the person that's sent it to us. So if you do see anything that's really off the wall, don't send us sketches. We got sketches, stick figures. Sometimes people send us, you know, just stuff that we can't use. So, you know, unless you see something that really is a standout, because that's what we look for, you know, send it to us. The best way to send it to us is just to give us a direct message with the picture. Please don't, you know, feel bad if we tell you that we can't use it. We always appreciate all submissions. We understand, but, you know, people that are artists sometimes think that their work is better than it really is. You know, it's not to put down anybody, because we respect all artists. And we do try to include the artists if we can. We don't always find out who was the originator of the piece. And sometimes we find out late and we do give them credit, but it does happen. So, you know, if you happen to see your work out there and we don't give you credit right away, just contact us and let us know. Or if you know the artist whose work it is, we appreciate you letting us know, and we'll of course correct it. So that's it. And one other thing we just wanted to say: when we started out, we were bizarre, like 5'7", 5'9", something like that, and we didn't feel that people would be able to remember that. And I remember just going into the site, because in Instagram you are allowed to change your handle if it's available, and I happened to just type in Bizarre Doctor, and it took, and it was available, and I said, you know, that's kind of a, you know, a catchy name, and so that's how we started out. And one other thing, you know, we recently put up some books for sale, and of course, people grabbed them as soon as they could. And we're going to try to get some more of them if you guys are interested, because we do come across some really bizarre, weird books from time to time. And the one that we were selling was by Ernst Hausner, and it had some fantastic pictures in it. So we will probably get some more, and when we do, we'll put out the post again. We'll repost it and let you guys know when and if they come in. So with that, we just wanted to say welcome to the first podcast. I know this isn't the best. I guess we're a little nervous doing this. I've never done it before. It's sort of like being a stand-up comic without going on stage. Not that we're, you know, comedians or anything, but we'll try to throw some humor into the mix if we can. And we hope that you enjoyed this, listening to us. If you didn't, let us know. And if you did, let us know. We'll put this out as a story on our site, and we'll see where it goes from there. Anyway, till the next time, we'll probably be in a week or two. We'll come up with something else, and we'll continue from there. Thanks for listening, and we hope to hear from you again. Bye.